CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's a nice way to greet everyone, Leanne. How nice. How lovely. How beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Ah, yes. What a lovely day it is today. Because why? It's Friday. That's because why? That's
it's what a farty Friday.
It's a farty Friday. Aren't you excited? Yes. So what's happening?
Good morning.
Hey, morning, Sia. What's happening, ass?
Well. After all of those farts, I feel a lot better.
Let me tell you.
Did you do something to your hair, Leah?
Yes, she has, clearly. She's let it flow like Rapunzel.
No, did you color it?
No, the point is I didn't do something to my hair. Yes.
Sorry.
But, you know.
It's always a bit of a thing.
It's still lockdown hair, this.
You know, it's a tough thing. You have to, either you're going to make an effort in the morning for this show or you're not. I feel that way every day. So I'm always like, maybe I'll make an effort. Yeah, maybe I won't. Most of the time I decide.
But Gareth, it's not as if you can give us highlights and hair extensions.
No, I mean, it's much easier for a guy, obviously. But, you know,
absolutely.
If Leanne really wanted to tart up with makeup and, you know, she wanted to wear one of those Elizabethan ruffs around her neck, she's got all of that stuff.
She could give us a different fascinator.
But I like to keep it natural.
Yes. It's not. What? Ah, fuck.
Oh, dear.
There we go. I don't know what it is. Like, some days...
There you go, losing control again.
I know. Some days I... Leanne thinks it's hilarious that I'm the only person in the world who gets angry when I sneeze because it's not a control thing, you know? Like, you can't control it. There's nothing
you can exactly
do.
That's exactly what it is.
It's exactly it. Leanne is right. How can you get annoyed at yourself for sneezing? My lungs have to get in air again. Ugh. Damn it. Stupid lungs.
It's so dumb. All right.
Sorry, you on some...
Let's all do a stretch. Let's do a big stretch this morning. Are you ready? Stretch, everybody. Yes, do one of those old people stretches to the side and to the side. Yes, very good. Excellent. All right. Don't you feel better now?
I don't know why I stretched my legs, but okay.
Very good. Very good. All right. So lots of people hopping on the messages this morning. You can do that too. You can go on to 0797482090. It's always nice to hear from you. For example, we have people who are saying, I didn't tell you about this yesterday, but somebody called in and complained. I don't like it when you talk when you talk to one of your clients on the show, you know, if it's Lotto Land or it's Sean Sanders or whatever. And I'm like, well, either you have those people, and I don't think any of them are boring, by the way. Otherwise, I wouldn't have them in the first place. Either you have them or you're going to pay. So he's like, well, all right. Mm. So he said, okay, well, send me an invoice. So I said, all right, I will.
let me carefully construct that our overheads.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to tell him the car. I'm going to invoice him for 200,000 rand today. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, salaries, rent, electricity.
Like,
with pleasure.
You think this is one of those podcasts that's someone's hobby? No, we actually have a business. Yeah.
Oh, because I will have to say, on the record, you have said no to some people because they are boring.
No, I have. I mean, Sia will tell you, we've often told people, listen, we'd be thrilled to have your money, but we can't. You know? and then we do. We tell them, listen, sorry, it's not gonna work out between us. This thing between us is not gonna happen, which is often what. It's what happens. I mean, I've tried really hard because I know in radio, we never really had a choice. You know, the sales team would go out and they'd sell something and then we'd have to do it. And there'd be competition every day. Do you remember those competitions, Leanne, where we'd have to make people neigh like a horse or we'd have to make people tell us a story about when their partner cheated on them? And I mean, it was always the same people who entered the competitions.
Yeah, serial competition enterers.
In fact, you can still hear it. I'm sure it's still going on radio. Where
People are still. It's still a dance monkey dance thing.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. And the problem with a competition, and people don't understand this, is that if, let's say you got 100,000 people listening, and that would be a good audience to have, right, in radio or anywhere else, because on radio at any given time, even if you have a listenership of, let's say what we had, 2.5 million people, right, at any given time, there's maybe a couple of 100,000 listening. In other words, not that whole 2 million and a half at any given time. There's going to be a proportion.
Jacob, go through those numbers again.
There are a lot of numbers.
2,500,000.
Are you having a challenge?
Yeah, sorry. So it's not going to be the full audience listening the whole time, right?
Yeah.
The full measured audience. So if you have 100,000 people listening, one dude calls in and he wins a competition. What you've effectively done, you've pissed off 99,999 people because they didn't win. Plus, they had to listen to douchebag McDoucheface win. And they don't know him. And they don't care if... I'm not thrilled if someone else wins a competition. That doesn't entertain me. Unless it's really, really entertaining stuff. And man, did we bend over backwards to do that. To try and keep it interesting. So, Mbulelo sent me a message yesterday because he seems to have got a news flash that a lot of people did. It's amazing how many people are still subscribed to News 24. I hope that's not embarrassing for you, Mbulelo, but this was on News 24. An Instagram post by Gareth Cliff was flagged by fact checkers. This is an actual story in an actual news. Yes, release. This was released last night at, 8 o'clock or whatever. Gareth Cliff on Instagram flagging his election post. I have no respect for fact checkers is the headline. So I put up a, I put up an Instagram post yesterday, but clearly, you know, and I suppose it says something about how little news there is that they're busy like harvesting news from my Instagram feed. And It was a funny thing. I put up the chart of the state of the race in Michigan. This is it's a graph basically, and then it shows how Trump's votes are going like this, and then Biden's votes go like that and come up and go above Trump's, which is exactly what happened. You know, they suddenly found we just found 130,000 votes, which made all the difference for Biden in Michigan. And I said, great logo, because the next slide is one that says fraud. And the F is actually made of the graph, you know, where the blue just kind of screams ahead of the red. So I thought, great logo. So I said that because it's funny. I mean, it's not necessarily me speaking out about it. So, of course, Instagram fact check this, because Instagram works for the American Democratic Party, like a lot of the mainstream media in America do. So this story is all basically about fact checkers suddenly. And we have fact checkers in this country, supposedly. And they mostly are employed by left-wing. Someone has to pay for them. So if you want to know whether someone's really a fact checker or not, find out who their funders are. And their funders are not like independent news organizations or people who care about the truth. They're actually people who are there, whose permanent job it is to discredit news they don't like or information that they don't agree with. So I don't have any respect for fact checkers, so they're not wrong. And I'm actually glad that News 24 published this story, because it's true. Fact checkers are a bunch of hacks, and you don't have to believe them. And just because something is fact checked on social media doesn't mean that it is suspicious. So it was an interesting.
So how do you know you've been fact checked?
Well, they tell you that actually.
Pardon?
So if you go to that post of mine, you'll see at the bottom it says, it's got a little triangle with a exclamation mark in it, and says missing context. The same information was reviewed by independent fact checkers in another post. I'm like, thanks. It's a joke, you morons. You know, it's so stupid. So stupid. So.
Oh my gosh.
In fact, you must always be extra suspicious of the fact checkers, not of the things that they're fact checking, if you're an independent thinker. Because you've got to consider why they would be going on to a, you know, a private individual, because I am in the end, even if I'm a public individual too, private individual's Instagram feed and saying, you can't say that, or the thing you've just put up is very suspicious. Who the hell are they? You know, I mean, what? Suddenly it's going to, are you worried about fake news? Because social media is the biggest spreader of fake news of on earth, especially yeah. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. They're the biggest spreaders of absolute bullshit on earth, you know? And I mean, I remember the Daily Maverick. And, you know, I get on with Steely and Bronco. We used to have a show with them. But I don't know what's happening there. I don't, they fact-checked the Kiffness when he made a joke the other day. The Kiffness made a joke. And the Daily Maverick unleashed their fact-checkers, you know, clearly the people who get paid the least in that organization. It's very embarrassing. And you've got to ask yourself, who's funding these people? Who's paying for the fact checkers? Because that'll tell you the whole story. And if they're not prepared to tell you who funds them, then you absolutely should not take them seriously. That's all.
I've been called out for missing out on many opportunities to say.
I was actually counting in my head.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Okay.
Gareth mentioned it 4 times, like in the past little while. 4 times, yeah. 4 cues.
So I had to talk about that because Bulelo asked, and he says, to defend his honor, he said, I'm not subscribed to News24. Someone sent me the link. I'd rather be boiled slowly by cannibals than consume mainstream media.
Oh, I have to be honest. I read that article with one eye open last night. I was busy washing my face, and then I get beep, and then I get another beep, and then I get another beep of like 3 messages from people. So I'm like, okay, if it's like 10 p.m. and I'm getting these sort of beeps, something is up. And I have to take a deep breath in. I'm like, please, guys. Can we just have harmony on a Thursday night? Yeah, exactly. And there I was trying to make sure, like, are we okay? Is the world ending? So I thought, yeah, this will blow over soon.
It's amazing, though. You know, if you were truly a fact checker, if the truth mattered to you in any context, then you would be as critical of right-wing and left-wing media as each other, right? But the fact checkers are always only critical of one side. And I've had this issue, which has come up, we haven't even discussed it much on the show, but, you know, with ENCA, where I had David Icke on. Now, I didn't say I believed David Icke. We were talking, the show was about conspiracy theories. So if you're talking conspiracy theories, as I think I said at the time, then the best person to get on the show is the world's greatest conspiracy theorist, and that's David Icke. You know, he believes in lizards that run the world. He believes in a great Jewish conspiracy. He's a nutcase. I mean, he's really, really entertaining. I'm not saying that he's someone you must believe. And some people do believe him, and that's their business. They've looked at what he says, and they take it seriously. I don't. I happen not to. But we put him
on. Yeah, it's insulting to our intelligence to presume that we might take everything at face value.
Thank you. Precisely. And that is another reason why you should never take the people who are trying to prevent you from hearing certain information or seeing certain information seriously. You should avoid them at all costs, because what they're really saying is, shame poor you. You're so stupid. You're going to believe everything, including our fact checks, by the way. But don't, because don't worry, we're here. Daddy and mommy have come into the room, and we're going to tell you what's true and what isn't. So be very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Be very suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
It's the growl for me. I don't know why it goes to that growl part, but the love it.
I was so disappointed in Gord on Wednesday because he didn't give me a list of snacks that, and I only asked him because he's fat and he knows that. He didn't give me a list of snacks.
Talking about fat checkers.
Fat checkers, exactly. So I'm still upset about that because I watched the elections all day on Wednesday and I didn't have decent snacks and I was annoyed by that.
Oh.
No. Oh, I see something else has just
Hang on.
Something else has just been fact-checked. So I put up a story from Sky News Australia, a host called Alan Jones, right? And he's been in media for 1,000 years. He looks like an extremely old man. I put this on Facebook and I said, this is just worth thinking about. I'm not saying this is the truth, but it's worth thinking about. I said, this extremely old man makes some curious observations. And I see that Facebook has put up a little thing on it that says partly false information. The same information was checked in another post by independent fact checkers. I'm sorry. I don't need you to shepherd me like I'm a fucking retard around the internet. I was managing just fine before Mark Zuckerberg and his team of independent fact checkers decided to come into my fucking feed and get involved in what I'm sharing with my friends. Who are these people? Do me a favor. You know, I'm so glad.
My God.
Isn't it bizarre? I'm so glad I've got this show, which I will never have checked by independent fact checkers. I mean, you can come on here like so many of our listeners do and tell me the most outrageous things and it'll be fine forevermore. And the people who are dumb enough to think that everything we do is serious can stay or they can go, depending on what they feel about that. And the people who are here for the fun can also stay or go. Imagine me taking us so seriously. I go, we are the only news organization that you could take serious. Imagine that. And you know how many people tell me, actually, they're so sick of this kind of patronizing attitude from mainstream media and supposedly objective people, that they don't actually watch or listen to any of this stuff. I've told people who advertise with us that you cannot get this audience we have anywhere else. They're not available because they block advertising on social media, largely. You know, they have ad blockers on. They don't watch TV. I mean, the only time I've watched TV this whole year is for this election because I wanted, you know, something in the background updating the whole time.
And every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on the NZA.
Yeah, but that's not. Yeah, but I mean, that's my own show, so obviously. But
just had to put that.
But
in
really,
there.
Oh, Denver says this is very important. Denver's just come in with a fact check. He says, just reminding you guys that Sia did shit his pants for.
Oh. You know what? Carry on about fact checking.
So great. Sia, we're going to never let you forget. It's like this one friend of mine on a group, a WhatsApp group. And I can't wait for them to send the fact checkers into WhatsApp groups as well, because then it'll really be fun. Like, you and your friends have been saying that you don't like this kind of drink. We're just fact checking you to let you know that actually there's nothing wrong with that drink. So this friend of mine, she it's like 6 or 7 years ago, by mistake posted a picture of her titties on the group, and then she immediately deleted it. But we almost all of us had like a screenshot, and now every year on the anniversary of that occasion, we send her, we put the picture on the group again and say, never forget, hashtag never forget.
Was it definitely by mistake?
I don't know. Kind of. It was a good picture, so she has nothing to be ashamed of. It's a great picture.
No.
She looks good in it, so we just never let her forget, you know. It's terrific.
So this is quite the big question, I guess, but do you think we are going to move to a point where a lot of users will get tired of being scrutinized so much that they'll leave these platforms?
Absolutely.
Or do you think these platforms will feel the pressure and have to go back on some of the decisions?
Well, that second part of the question is the interesting one, because I think big tech has screwed itself. You know, the way that Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Google have behaved in the lead up to this US election has meant that, and remember this, the Senate is probably quite substantially Republican now, and the Democrats have lost an absolute majority in the House. So what's going to happen is that the legislative branch in America is going to haul big tech over the coals. They're probably going to revoke their privileges as platforms because they're also publishers. And that means that they can be held responsible for things that are or are not done on their platforms, like a publisher would be held responsible. And that is going to open up the door to everyone on earth being able to sue through American law, which they will doubtless change after the election, you'll be able to sue those platforms in their capacities as publishers, not as platforms, which is huge because up to now they've had an amnesty. So I think they've screwed themselves, and I think it's good. I think it's terrific. Let's take them all. Let's take them down. And then you'll see suddenly they become extremely boring and responsible, and new platforms will come around. This is going to be the Achilles heel that Mark Zuckerberg was always worried about, which is why he kept on buying up new things like, you know, Instagram, for example, because he realized like Facebook has built-in flaws that are at some point going to be called. And I think that's going to happen soon. Anyway, the first part of your question is, are people going to move to other things? Yes. But the second part's related to that, because I think part of the reason that people will move to other things is because ultimately these ones are going to fail. They've just proven that they can't actually do what they promised they would do, which is to remain objective, you know, user-generated content platforms.
You see, because I just doubt that. I doubt that the move or any boycotts are going to be relatively instantaneous. How many years?
No, it won't
years...
be instant. It'll take a while, but it's going to happen. And, yeah. And you don't know.
How many
you know,
years have we been complaining about WhatsApp, and then we tried the Telegram thing, and people are still using WhatsApp?
I agree with you, but that's just because they've got critical mass at the moment. And remember, I mean, like, how often do you go on Twitter?
I don't. For work.
Yeah, I don't go on anymore. So for me, Twitter feels like work. It's like checking your email. You sometimes have to do it to see what's going on in the world, especially if there's something that breaks there or if you send me a link. Otherwise, I could do without it, and I don't have it on my phone. So already I'm moving off of these platforms. I mean, Facebook is another one. I don't really get on there all that often. And usually it's only when I'm bored. And frankly, I'd rather read something or look for something interesting. Or you know, the reason I like Instagram, though, is because it's fun to see, and it's only because of the people that I know who I follow. I'm not going on there for news. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, I think it's still going to be a while before we see any major changes.
Oh. All right. Well, I'm going to read some of those messages in a minute because we've got some interesting thoughts coming in from various people who are listening. But let's look at some of the headlines quickly, shall we? First things first, this is a story from EWN this morning. Warnings of a riskier wildfire season in the Western Cape. And you know, the Western Cape is really very vulnerable to this kind of thing. The Western Cape Environmental Affairs Department on Thursday said wildfire risk this season was going to be higher than in years before. So it's obviously been drier. It's also because the department was unable to do all the fire breaks and regular preparation work in risky areas due to COVID-19.
Oh.
Despite this, the department says firefighters are ready and prepared to respond. The province is more at risk during the summer months, and authorities start gearing up in October. In the 2017 and 18 wildfire season, firefighters dealt with around 17,000 fires. 2,000 fires were reported in informal settlements, and 9,000 were wildfires. So
yikes.
That's something to think about and to worry about. And I feel very, very sorry for people who live in informal settlements. We've discussed it so many times, you know. Then Dudumieni was in front of the Zondo Commission, as you know, this week, and she's had to apologize for naming protected witnesses. She said it was not intentional. This woman could not be more of a fuck-up if she tried. It's just
I don't think she realized what she was doing, right?
Yeah, well, the commission had previously made an order to protect the identity of a particular witness. So she said, I am feeling so bad about this whole thing because I don't mean to disrespect anyone, and especially I don't mean to disrespect the commission or chairperson. I'm feeling very bad, Mieni said. If I have mentioned him again, it would be out of, I don't know, it will be out of I did not hear myself whether I she didn't hear the words that were coming out of her mouth.
The problem is this now this intimidates other potential witnesses.
No. Hey, do you want to hear her saying it? It's kind of funny. She's such an idiot.
Well, Dudumiani apologized for naming the protected witness, saying it was not intentional.
I am feeling so bad about this whole thing because I don't mean to disrespect anyone. And especially I don't mean to disrespect the commission or the chairperson. I am feeling very bad. But Ms. Hofmeyr, if I've mentioned him again, it will be out of, first maybe out of, I don't know, I did not hear myself whether I said his name or not.
She's just admitted basically that she doesn't know what's coming out of her mouth at any given time. Her head and her mouth are disconnected. That's what she's saying.
No, wait. Let's be human here.
All right.
This counts.
Are you fact checking us?
I'm not. Whatever. This makes sense. Like when you're in the middle of a fight and you say something and it's like, I'm so sorry. It just came out all too quickly. I wasn't thinking clearly. But your girl, you know how serious this whole moment is. You've been called to testify. You know you have to be so careful of your words. I hear you, but I also don't hear you. Mm-mm. If you're at home and you say, I hate you to your lover, sure. Mm. Okay, then that you can apologize for. This is happening in front of so many important people. I don't think that counts.
Kerry says she knew exactly what she was doing. She's treating the whole process with absolute contempt and disrespect. Mm. So maybe Kerry has a point. I don't know. But there's the latest from the Zondo Commission. And then the BBC reporting this morning about the US election that both Republican senators in Georgia are facing challenges from Democrats who have generally had a disappointing election in their efforts to regain control of the US Senate. See, that's the other story no one's talking about because obviously we're focused on the presidency, right? We're focused on Joe Biden and Donald Trump. But the real story here is that this wasn't a blue wave that people were expecting. And interestingly enough, if you really want to know what's going on and you mine the figures, Donald Trump went up with everyone except white males. In other words, he increased his support among black males, among black females, among Hispanic males, among Hispanic females, and among other, which is mostly Asian, in other words, Indian and Japanese, Chinese, Americans, and so on. He went up in all of those categories. The only category he went down in was white males. He even went up with white females, which people didn't expect. Now, that's really interesting because it goes dead against that narrative that we've been sold for the last few years about how Donald Trump is just this terrible racist, and that's the most important thing about him is that he's just horrible for minorities and for women. Well, if that's true, how come I think it's close to 17 or 18% of all the black men in America still voted for him if he's such a racist? What, are those people all stupid? You know, you've got to ask these questions because it's interesting.
I just don't know if I trust any of these stats.
Well, that's also a problem. I mean, I don't disagree with you. Who do you even trust anywhere anymore? But I think those are exit polls. In other words, it's people who are willing to talk about what they voted. So there's no real reason to lie. It's not like the polls that they publish before an election, which are almost always wrong. These are people who are admitting it to pollsters because they'll either say to the pollster, I do want to tell you or I don't. So it could be higher, it could be lower, but that's still significant. And I suppose, you know, for all those people who have been peddling this idea that the only people who support Donald Trump are angry white supremacist men, that's clearly not true. That's the only category he went down in this year in the election. So that's really, really interesting. And also, do you think it's possible in your wildest fantasies, and I'm asking you to just disconnect for a second from your feelings and to actually apply your mind to the facts here. Do you think it's at all possible, even in the most bizarre of circumstances? I mean, COVID, I mean, people do hate Donald Trump in parts of America. Is it possible? Do you think that Joe Biden is more popular than Barack Obama?
Yeah, I saw that he's received more votes in breaking Barack's record.
By a long way. I mean, Hillary people hated. But how is it possible that Joe Biden, who has no charisma at all, who has spent most of the election campaign in his basement, and and who, when he did go out and have a rally, had 10 people at the rally. Is it possible that that guy is more popular than Barack Obama, who I frankly thought was a great president?
Is it not by default that people are just voting him because they don't want to vote Trump?
Well, that tells you more about Trump than it does about Biden. But don't tell me, don't for a minute try to sell me the story that that guy, old Joe Biden, is more popular than Barack Obama was.
I was having conversation with a friend yesterday, and said, should, in my opinion, should Biden win, it will be all good and well for, I think, even a month or two. And then the penny will drop with everyone to say, oh, shucks, actually, it's not that we actually wanted Biden. We wanted Trump out. So now that Biden's in, it's like, ugh, we're stuck with him. And then there'll be a lot of issues around Biden. So, you know, speaking on behalf of my attention span and just a good at least 6 hours of sleep, does anyone have some sort of inkling as to when everything will be tallied up? Because I'm done now.
It's good. Well, you see, here's what's going to happen. They're still busy counting, then they'll do recounts in certain states because they're illegal challenges. And after they've done the recounts, then they'll also want to investigate the legality of all of those votes. It's going to drag on for a while. And does Donald Trump look like the kind of guy who's just going to say, okay, sure, I lost. Here we go.
No. Well, he's already challenging it. So
I'd like to go
back. It's
going to
take ages.
You know, working and having music videos playing on my TV while I work. But now I always have to have some sort of news channel to find out what's... It's too much. I'm done now.
And the numbers move so slowly, especially because we're watching during... their sleeping time.
Yes,
you kind of feel compelled to have it on, but it's fucking boring.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on.
One of my favorite things that came out of this, though, is a meme, and they've now roped in Ryan Seacrest into all of this. They're like, well, Ryan Seacrest, American Idol can count 130,000 votes in a 30-second commercial break. Can't we just use one of those things to count
Exactly. That's a very good point. And then, of course, some people are saying, well, is it possible that the same people who are counting these votes are the same people who are supposed to count the COVID cases? Because that would explain a lot. This is interesting. A British couple have thanked their lucky stars after a garage full of bin bags. In other words, you know those storage facilities that they have?
Mm-hmm.
One of their neighbors died. This couple was left the storage facility. And in the storage facility, they found a trove of Star Wars toys that are worth like £400,000.
What?
Yeah. So they're from Stourbridge, which is in central England. And they were initially unsure what to make of the jumble of dolls and spacecraft and toys that their neighbor had spent decades collecting. The son called an auctioneer who found a treasure trove of Star Wars memorabilia, including action figures, still pristine in their sealed packaging. A lot of them were a bit damp because of how they've been stored. But we had a huge amount of interest from all over the world, and we were expecting the sale to do very well. Going under the hammer was a Star Destroyer Commander, one of only two known examples in its original packaging, which sold for £32,500.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, my brother collects this shit, you know, so.
This neighbor probably didn't have kids to leave all of this to.
Well, I mean, it's just amazing to me that these things catch the kind of prices that they do on the internet, and they do. So listen to this. They've got Stormtrooper helmets, R2-D2's eye, memorabilia from one of the world's biggest movie franchises, and it can fetch eye-watering sums at auctions. In 2015, a Luke Skywalker doll, which hit the market in 1978 as a children's toy, sold for $25,000 at an auction organized by Sotheby's and eBay. It's just mad. It's mad. So that's
Do you guys think you potentially have something like that, something so unique or rare that could fetch a lot of money one day?
Yeah, I do. I've got some things. I collect some stuff, so I know.
Oh,
but it's not
is
something
it that book you told us about once.
Am I going to tell you?
Ah, Gareth, sharing is caring.
No, I'm not telling you.
Is it like a piece of rock?
I'm not telling. I'm not talking to you about it.
Gareth, I can keep it safe for you, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. Next thing, you'll be coming to my house for a meeting, and I'll suddenly realize, that thing that was there, it's gone.
Yeah, Phil will walk out with very heavy pockets.
Yeah.
I would. I'm not lying. I would.
In Wellington in New Zealand. Oh, by the way, that's another thing that the U.S. elections have revealed. Because a lot of states voted to legalize marijuana during this election. You know, they have the...
Yeah.
You go to the polls, you vote for president, you vote for the Senate, you vote for, in some cases,
marijuana.
Your representative and sometimes even your governor. And then they have propositions in each of the states. And a lot of the states voted to legalize marijuana. And not only for medicinal use, but also for recreational use. Yeah. So now, in a lot of states in America, it's perfectly legal for you to grow, to smoke, to sell, all of those things.
Well, listen, with either Trump or Biden as president, you'd need to smoke marijuana.
In New Zealand, they've narrowly rejected a proposal to legalize recreational marijuana, according to an official referendum. The no vote got 50.7% support. No, we don't want to smoke marijuana. God, New Zealand's boring. Fuck, they're boring. Oh, my God, they're boring. I mean, I'm not even a... You know I don't smoke weed, right? You know I don't care about weed. But I just hate countries that make rules. Here we've got just more than half the people telling the other half they can't do something. This is exactly what drives me crazy. Exactly. Who are the half that think just because they're one or two more of them that they should be able to tell you what to do? And it's in nanny states like New Zealand where they seem so proud of themselves that they've got that toothy fucking feminist Jacinda Ardern as their prime minister. They keep talking about how great Jacinda is. She's not great. She is an absolute pain in the ass. She's a Karen. If you have a Karen for a prime minister, you get what you deserve. So I'm sorry, New Zealanders, but it seems that freedom and liberty are not as important to you as having a government that can be your mommy or daddy and can marshal you into action and tell you what you are and aren't allowed to put into your own body. It won't be long before New Zealanders say, yes, we don't mind if Jacinda puts a CCTV camera in the bedroom to make sure that all of our sex is perfectly missionary and entirely consensual.
No.
Watch, they will. This country is so dreary that it won't be long before they do that. Country with more sheep than people. And I'm not talking about the animals.
Okay, we can talk about it later. I just discovered one of the most cringeworthy shows. Okay, I'll give you like
is it about sheep?
No, I'll give you a 15-second synopsis. This is the fact that a show like this exists is ridiculous to me. Two couples sign up for sex therapy, and it's like this renowned sex therapist in the UK, and they agree to having a couple of cameras in their bedroom.
Oh,
and
no.
They have to have sex on the particular night of shooting.
Right.
So all of that is recorded. And then the sex therapist reviews the footage with the couple, but also the second couple all together. So literally play by play going, okay, no. Actually, now you on top, that doesn't work. And your hips need to do this. I'm thinking, who in their right mind signs up for this? It is a show. It exists. Welcome to 2020.
Wow.
So yes, New Zealand probably already has their own franchise, and yes, they probably do have cameras in their bedroom now.
It's the country of Karen. It's absolutely the country of Karens. If you've ever needed proof, and they also voted, by the way, on euthanasia, and that mm-hmm. one went through, thank God, but it doesn't make it any better. What right do all the other people in New Zealand have to decide on whether or not I want to end my life? Do you know what
See,
I mean?
What I'm
like, this is what the weird thing about so many of us, is that on this, I'm left of Jacinda Ardern. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I have any right to tell Sia or Leanne how to live their lives. If they want to smoke weed, they want to do lines of cocaine, they want to drink themselves into a stupor, and then after a couple of years of that, they decide that they've had enough of Earth and they want to get a lethal injection and die peacefully rather than die of some horrible disease. It's none of my business to tell you guys what to do, right? And you can't tell me what to do. But this is the weird thing about people, is that you can be a lefty. In other words, you can believe in personal liberties. You could say, well, gay marriage is none of my business. It's up to the people who are either in love or not to decide whether they want to marry. I'm perfectly to the left of that. I don't believe, for example, that you have the right to manage other people's free speech. That used to be a left-wing thing. Somehow now that's become right-wing. It's so weird how a country like New Zealand, where you've got a prime minister who thinks she's left, the people of that country have voted for more state surveillance in their life. They've voted for more lockdown. They've voted for more control of things like marijuana. It's weird. It just bothers me that there's such cognitive dissonance going on. Either you're for people's personal liberties or you're not. Can't be something where you are sometimes and you aren't sometimes. It's very strange. Very strange. Leanne, you're muted.
Leanne, you're muted.
Sorry, into the cookie jar. Yes. I think a lot of, we forget, the three of us, about parents and people with children and families. And I think they vote very differently to the way we do.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Especially when it comes to their children using marijuana and...
Yeah, that's a good point, but... Then you are a bad parent if you're abdicating that responsibility to the state and saying the state must make these things illegal. So I want the police to come and parent my children if they're doing something wrong. If you're a parent whose child is smoking weed and you don't want them to smoke weed, then you need to take control as the parent and make sure that your child doesn't smoke weed. What's it got to do with Jacinda Ardern or the police?
Yeah, I still disagree on that one, Leanne, because... I'm so hesitant by nature to comment or decide on anyone else's life because quite truly, you can never know or base or judge if you aren't in someone else's shoes. I don't care what you do and when you decide to kill yourself, if you want to kill yourself, because I don't know what you're going through. And it's, you know, it's funny that some people might be very mouthy and comment and vote up until you're the one who has been diagnosed with cancer and you have to have shit ton of surgery or chemo for 8 months. Or you think, screw it, I actually don't want to go through that. I want to die now. You know, so how do I get to comment on that? You know,
so then how would you offer advice to a family member or a friend who comes to you and says, Sia, what am I doing in my life? Why is this happening to me? Why is this so horrible? What should I do to change? Are you just not going to pass comment?
I am not the all-knowing. I'm not a therapist. You decide that for yourself. I can listen.
I'm with you.
And then if you want me to be petty and comment, I can. Yeah, but other than that, I don't give you advice like that.
I'm with Sia. Like, don't ask me those things. To see someone who's professional, you can see a psychologist or a counselor or whatever, because that's not something
I'm like, your cocktail.
Yeah, exactly. You come and join me for the fun times. I'm not one of those friends who you need to come to for relationship advice. I've got no jurisdiction there. Don't come to me when you are thinking about what the meaning of life is. I mean, we can have a conversation about it, but don't make an appointment with me and then come and sit there and expect a free counseling session. Because first of all, I'll probably give you the wrong advice. And second of all, it's not something I enjoy doing. I don't see why you'd rope me into your shit, you know?
But, you know, not to get all philosophical, but even this whole thing of asking for advice, my sister often calls people assholes. Because, you know, whatever you're in, you relatively know. You always know, like, even in your core, you know what to do. And you usually just ask for advice for someone or people to justify why you're going to do something. You asked for advice. No. Leanne and Gareth also said that I must do this. So of course it's the right thing to do. No, you're just being an asshole.
You want them to rubber stamp your decision. I got you. Okay. So that you don't feel completely solely responsible for what the consequences of that decision are going to be. I hear you.
Yeah. So take responsibility for your own life.
Dogozo says, this is so heavy for a Friday. If people want to die, let them die. If they want to smoke weed, it's not my place to tell them not to do it. I thought we were all in the same agreement on this. We are, Dogozo, and I don't think it's heavy. Like, smoking weed is absolutely fine. I just don't want to do it. You can't force me to do it. And similarly, the government shouldn't be out there forcing people not to do it. So I think we are all on the same page on that one. Well, I know lots of people who would disagree, but for the purposes of this discussion between you, me, Sia, and Leanne, because it seems like we're all in agreement. Beth says, 100% Sia, people must get professional help. Hotso says, I just let my kids be. They must be responsible with whatever they do. Well, you know what? I've never, ever put myself in the position of telling other parents what to do. But when it goes wrong and it starts to affect society, then I'm going to blame you as a parent. So I hear you, Kotso, but if your kids, let's say your kids get high and they set my house on fire, then that's your fault. And like Ben often says, then the parents must go to jail with the children. Beth says that sounds like a new kind of porn kink, Sia. Ask Cole.
That's the show.
Okay. Nick Quinn says, Oregon voted to decriminalize all drugs in small volumes. That's interesting. So not just weed. Beth says, my daughter got kicked out of an Among Us game for saying Trump when the question was Trump or Biden. She got kicked out. Oh, tell you what, the people who are just trying to control other people everywhere. C.S. Sanguine, he says, the way Garrett says, Jacinda Ardern. You've got to say it like that, though. And then a few more messages that have come in this morning. It's almost 7 o'clock already. Conspiracy theory. Is Biden a puppet to get the Democrats to win and then bring in Kamala? Because we know Biden ain't going to last. Well, that's obviously going to happen. I mean, I wasn't kidding when I said that a couple of weeks ago. He's a very old man, and he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean,
regardless of where the vote goes, both are the oldest candidates to run for president.
Yeah. Both are, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Here's something horrible for people to comprehend. If you really hate Donald Trump, like Debbie Droke, who's been on the show a few times, I said to her yesterday, you do realize that because he's only had one term, if he does lose this election, he can run again in 4 years'
That's
time.
That's it. I know. It's so scary.
So for anyone who really hates him, that that might really upset them this morning.
I mean, a lot of people have said that he has deteriorated in the last years mentally. Can you imagine how far down the line he'll be by then?
He'll be Joe Biden.
In 2024, he'll be 78.
Listen to this. This is amazing. I'm always amazed by people like Neil. Neil just sent me a fact check. He says, I'm hanging like a fruit bat. I just opened a beer for Fuck Me Friday. Hey, how's that?
Oh, that sounds so good.
Really, Leanne? I wouldn't want to be hungover.
Breakfast beers.
Oh, my God. Being hungover on a Friday is something I started Puzza Thursdays. You know that. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was a big deal. But I wasn't.
I thought you were turning your nose up at a breakfast beer. Oof. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I don't know if I could do that either. But again, it's fine if you want to. But even though I invented Puzza Thursdays, I was never really an active participant in Puzza Thursdays because we always had the show on a Friday morning. And I don't like being drunk early in the morning. And I don't like being hungover early in the morning, especially when I've got work. So I'm a bit boring. I'm Jacinda Ardern when it comes to Puzza Thursdays.
Hey, Neil, more power to you today.
This is so funny. Babylon B, which is like a right-wing meme. It's kind of like the right's answer to everybody who thinks that they're humorless. They've just put out a meme, according to one of our listeners here, that They're now installing handrails in the White House. And one of those chairs that goes one of those chairs that goes up the stairs. You know, those chairs that's connected to the wall and
yeah.
One of those. That would be oh God, that would be funny. Wouldn't that be great?
Can I just comment on something random, which most people, I'll go as far as saying 99% of people out there don't care about. But since I'm such a corny, pecorny person, I always sit and watch that final moment when an outgoing president gets onto Marine Force One.
Marine One, yeah.
Marine Force, yeah, Marine One. And then just flies over DC and you see the helicopter and then everyone is waving at it and then they go off into the distance and you go, oh, you know,
that would you really sweet. Do that for Trump?
You see, that's what pisses me off. I've never cared about who's in the White House, but it's always just such a beautiful moment to me. I feel like now it's going to be a protesty thing. People will be standing there with zap signs going, ha, 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 and they're going to ruin the moment for me. Don't. See, I said no one cares about it. I just want, you know, if it's First Lady Melania with a white flowy gown, and she'll go, my people in America.
See, you love
I'll
her.
See you on Fifth Avenue. Going to shop some more. I love you all. And then goes onto the helicopter. It's gorgeous. But it will be ruined.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. It is Friday, which is fantastic news. If you are, if you're ready for the weekend and you're excited about the weekend, then this is your day. And it looks like we can have a nice weekend this coming one. The date, it's only the beginning of November, but I was thinking about this when I woke up this morning because it was much lighter outside. Obviously, it keeps getting lighter earlier until Christmas. And then around the 21st, 22nd of December, it starts to get darker again. And I'm not looking forward to that at all. So I was doing a bit of a Leanne by enjoying, instead of enjoying the moment, I was thinking about when it's going to end, which is just awful. So I will try to improve. That's all I can say.
That shit will make you cry in the shower, man.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. So terrible. All right, it's just after 7, cliffcentral.com. You can send us a message, 0797482090. Let us know what you're up to this morning and where you're going, what you're doing. If you've got any plans for the weekend that you want to boast about, especially if you're doing something really fun, and we would love to hear from you. So you can get hold of us. And
if you work in a team, you...
Jesus. And as I've said before a couple of times, you can email me if, you know, even if the show's over and we're not live, you can email me if you've got something that you want for the show. I know we've got a couple of people who email regularly. And then Sia might even call you up and say, hey, don't you want to join in on the conversation? Which is entirely possible. Also, by the way, on the software that we use to live stream the show on video, which you can follow on cliffcentral.com, if you ever want to talk, all you have to do is press the little button there that says talk, and we may just put you on the show live as well. Could be fun. It's like when we used to do phone calls live on radio. Love to hear from you. So do it. Don't be afraid. All right.
CliffCentral.com